we're just breaking all kinds of news here with Bishop on Air this morning. News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY with Bishop on Air. Live from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, and I'm joined now by Bill McCarty in the capacity as president of Gov311. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing great.
I'm usually calling you a director.
Usually, yes.
Can I call you president?
How about just Bill? Call me whatever you want, Greg.
Right on. Just don't call me Shirley.
Right.
Bill, you know, we've talked about this before, Gov311. And I think, it's been how long since you had the Sherman?
About a year, I think, is when we last talked about this. Maybe a little more than that.
So to refresh people's memory, what is Gov311?
Gov311 is a company I started approximately 2 years ago, and I started that company to develop smartphone apps for basically citizen engagement, essentially trying to think of the reasons that people call City Hall and what it is that they want to report, what it is that they're looking for, and to try and basically take all of that and put it in the palm of their hand by developing smartphone apps for it.
And you came up with this idea as being, you know, the budget director for the city of Springfield and having close communication with some of the city directors like Public Works Director Mark Mahoney. Tell us about when, you know, the genesis of this idea of creating a smartphone app that puts City Hall in the palm of a citizen's hand.
Sure. Actually, to be quite frank, the genesis of the idea had more to do with my experience as the mayor of Williamsville and a village trustee in Williamsville,
sure,
more so than it did in my capacity as budget director. I mean, they both all worked together in concert, right, to help me with the concept. But essentially the genesis was a couple of years ago, I remember it was February, and that was when we had a really bad winter here in Springfield. And right out in front of my house, which was not, I'm sure, unlike many other people, there was a pothole that was starting to develop. And every day I'd go out to get the paper, get the mail, and the thing would be bigger. So eventually, I, of course, in my capacity as budget director, I have access to the public works director. I took a picture with my phone, and I sent it to him, and I said something along the lines of, there's a pothole here. Can you just let the guys know, put it on the list? And it was just a few days later, I remember a story coming out in the local paper that where it was about this very thing. It had nothing to do with what I had sent. It just was something that was already in the works,
right,
because there were potholes popping up all over town. And I remember what the director said, Director Mahoney. He said, look, we have 600 miles or 300 miles of roads, whatever it is in town, and, of course, we have limited staff. If you see a pothole or something like that, call it in, report it. Let us know so that we can address it, because we can't be everywhere all at once. So that was sort of the moment that I call it my light bulb moment, when I thought, okay, there's an app for everything. There's got to be an app for this. And I just went about sort of as a hobby, as a side thing, just trying to come up with something. And a year later, I came up with this concept that I went out and talked to my the mayor Klatfelter out in Sherman. And I said, hey, I'm looking for a small community to prototype this thing, and would you be interested? And he certainly was. And so for about 6, 7, 8 months, something like that, we prototyped it, worked out bugs and that type of thing, and then just took off from there and started doing it for other places.
So Sherman doing it, Riverton doing it. You've got a couple other communities, both North and South Illinois.
We have, right now, we have Sherman, Mayor Rader in Riverton brought it in. We have, what we're here to talk about today, Springfield. I just launched one for the city of Springfield. And actually, it's a Springfield area app, so it's not just Springfield specific. It's Springfield centric, but there's a lot of other information.
Yeah, there really is.
School districts.
And we'll go through
officials.
Some of the other stuff, because it really is all inclusive. So communities all across Illinois taking part in this. And let's get to that news here. Springfield now has Springfield 311, and listeners can search the Apple store for it.
And the Android.
And the Android store. So, again, Springfield 311 is how people can find it.
And it's the one, there are actually two Springfield 311s. Springfield, Massachusetts has their own.
Is not Gov311, though.
No,
so
it is
so
not.
Look for the Springfield 311 that has Gov311 as the developer.
Look for the picture of a penny.
There you go. That's also
Abraham Lincoln. It's a natural fit. So I use the penny as sort of the launch button.
So again, that's the news this morning. Gov311's president, Bill McCarty, joining us to tell us about the new smartphone app that's available for the Springfield area. And we'll talk about some of the questions people may have about this in a moment, but let's get to the app itself, because I downloaded it Tuesday, and it's like you said, it's not just Springfield specific, where I can say, for instance, contact you as the budget director. I can get your phone number, or mm-hmm. I can contact the public works department, or any of the other city elected officials. It's really mm-hmm. seamless. You just pick who you want to talk to. Boom, you're there. Mm-hmm. You can also report problems, mm-hmm. as you said. You can click through, and it'll take you to a link where you can actually report any issues you may have with infrastructure or roads or anything like that. But it's not just the city of Springfield. You've got information about the school district. You've got information about the county. How come including all of those other things except for instead of just the city of Springfield?
When you say the school district, I want to be clear on this. It's all of the school district that the city touches. So you've got Pleasant Plains, New Berlin, Chatham, Rochester, and Springfield 186 all have information on there. And when you talk about easy to contact individuals, understand it's really easy because you do it with the push of a button. You don't have to write numbers down. You don't have to copy anything over. You just push a button. The phone number drops right in for you.
And that's what I really liked about it, because like non-emergency police you can call, fire you can call.
Well, electric is a prime example. I have
yes.
some quick link buttons on there so that you can go in. If your power goes out, all you do is there's a button that says electric outage. You just push that button, and the phone number, if you're on an iPhone, it calls immediately. If you're on an Android, it drops the number in and you hit send. So again, it's all about convenience and efficiency. A lot of this information you can find out there
sure.
if you go out on the web and look for it. And we have a great website that's mobile friendly, but with websites, any website, you're clicking through things, you're trying to find things. We want to try and simplify that process. And so went out and put it in the form of an app. And, you know, the one thing you haven't mentioned yet, we've got news, we've got events,
yeah.
we've got links to movies in town, including
the
drive.
I know, yeah, I saw that
too. I tried to include all kinds. We got quick links to election results of
yeah.
the county.
Right.
I tried to put as much as I could in this app without making it overly complicated. It's still pretty simple to use.
8:15 now with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Springfield 311. That's the name of the app. You can search in your smartphone app store for Android or for iPhone. Springfield 311. Just give that a search and you'll be able to find the City of Springfield app here. Now, of course, this costs money. I mean, there's a subscription fee, there's a startup fee, mm-hmm. but taxpayers aren't going to be on the hook for this.
Nope. No. I've been working on this for several years, and I've always had people mention to me, why don't you just do one for the city? And I was never comfortable with the idea of the city itself being a client, simply because I'm a city employee. And so, ultimately, the workaround for that was to go out and seek a sponsor. And the first sponsor I went to saw the potential here and really wanted to give back, and that is Todd Green and Green Family Stores. And what they have done is they have actually sponsored this app on behalf of the city and the people of Springfield to bring it to them. So the city's not paying a dime for it. The citizens aren't paying a dime for it. So they get the functionality without any of the costs. So it's very generous of them to do so. And as I talked to the folks over there, they simply said, and I know you talked to them as
yeah.
well, they said, look, people have been good to us. This is a great community, and we're more than happy to give back to it. And that's what they've done. And we really thank them for doing that.
Yeah, Green's marketing manager, Rachel Baraski, told me that even the ability to report potholes, they like that idea, even though it might keep some cars out of their shop.
Right.
They like that idea, and they definitely want to give back to the community. But it's also a way to remove any of that question of conflict of interest as well.
Absolutely. And again, going back to the whole reason for going this route, the other communities that I'm in, they pay for it themselves. Although there are a couple I'm working with now, as we talked about, down south, that are intrigued by the idea of seeking a local sponsor to cover it. But again, I'm proceeding with them. They're going to start out by paying for it, and they may see if they get a sponsor later, but we'll see what happens.
Again, Springfield 311, search your app store for that, and you'll be able to download and see all the functionality. Very cool stuff. It's not just one-way communication. It's two-way communication, as you said, with news updates from the city, various press releases that may come out, push notifications.
Push notifications are a part of it. If the city chooses to use that functionality, they will be able to send out a push notification so that anybody with the app could receive it, even if the app's not open. So if there's an emergency boil order or emergency road closure or something like that, flooding's going on in, at certain part of town, the city theoretically would have the ability to push something out should they choose to use that functionality as part of the app.
And again, this is something, too, I would imagine is going to be constantly evolving from you know, update to update to update. Just depends on what kind of functions
there's no
needed.
Doubt. If you go back and look at the prototype Sherman's, Sherman's is very useful.
Yeah.
Same as Riverton, but we've just added more bells and whistles since that very first day. And, yes, it's constantly evolving. In fact, we're working on some new functionality for the next couple of versions I'm working on for a couple of cities down south. So, yes, it will constantly evolve. It will constantly get better. But I want to make sure that I don't cross a particular threshold. I don't want to make it overly complicated. Right. Simplicity has been good to Google, and I want simplicity here. I'm never going to be Google, don't want to be Google, don't have time to be Google. But the concept is the same, big or small. You want to keep it simple so that all users up and down the technological spectrum can use this product, and they can. It's very, very simple. It's a simple matter of pushing buttons, and that's it.
And one other announcement that we can go ahead and make as well, another local government entity is ready to release their version of the Gov311 app.
Right. I just got word from the person I've been working with over there 5 minutes before I went on the air and said it was okay. So I can also announce that the Springfield Park District is releasing theirs as well. And theirs is a little bit different, not a lot, but a little bit, in that the reporting functionality, the city, what we had to do there is because of the way it works with their CityWorks work order system, it's simply a link to their mobile website to do the reporting. So you don't have the functionality of my system. The Park District does. So with the Park District app, you can open the app, use your phone to take a picture of the problem. You can use your phone's GPS to geotag the location, address, latitude, longitude. You can add a bunch of information to it, and that goes straight into a back-end database that they can access. Then from that, they can report updates on it. They can change the status. They can add comments. They can even upload an after picture once they've fixed the problem to the report for everybody to see. So it's full accountability.
I think that's fantastic, and we've got a short amount of time here, but I think that's fantastic, and we talked about this before. You'd mentioned this could create a work order system that's fully accountable to the citizen for a variety of different municipalities around the area. I mean, be they small, municipalities or villages or whatever it may be, if they don't have the technology to do a work order system, this could be that work order system, not just internally, but to be accountable to the taxpayer.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's exactly what's happening. And I never envisioned that. But it's funny you say that. On my walk over here today, I saw an email come through, because that's how it works. A reported problem, emails go out instantaneously to the people responsible for fixing them. So the Park District, they're using it for a work order system, have been, and there was a report I saw from their folks where they put in a report out at Riverside, I think it was, something they needed to do out at Riverside. So yes, it's going to actually increase the efficiency of the local entities using the app internally, not just for externally to their constituents. And Sherman's doing the same thing. When their officers are out and about, they see a street light out or a sign down, they use the app to report it. No more writing it down on a Post-it note and calling the office the next day.
And then somebody loses the Post-it note and there's no accountability.
And I was talking to Mayor Rader, and he's doing the same thing. I said, hey, Tom, I saw him at a thing. I said, I saw a couple of things come through the other day. He said, yeah, that was me. He goes, I'm out walking around. I see a problem. Now I know that our guys know that it's there. There's no excuse. So I started laughing. But,
cool,
it is
stuff.
True.
Fantastic. Bill McCarty, president of Gov311. Thank you so much for breaking this on the air here, and greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to watching this app continue to evolve, develop, and spread across the state.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I appreciate the time.
News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.